It's Eaton Time with Belton Johnson for the Saskatchewan Cattle Association.
I don't know about you, but every day around this time, I get a little hungry. My stomach gets a little grumbly. This segment every Friday puts me over the top. Belton Johnson, our friend brought to us every week by the Saskatchewan Cattle Association, is joining us for It's Eaton Time. Belton Johnson, thanks so much for taking the call. I'm glad we got you.
Oh, absolutely. How's it going today, Derek?
Well, it's good, but we had lots of people that are covered with the SaskTel network are not able to get through on cell phones and whatever, so we had to concoct a bit of a connection through landlines and a few things. So the fact that we got you on the show is a success right there, my friend.
Absolutely. I love it.
Good stuff. Well, listen, a couple of things I want to talk to you about. We obviously want to get into the Riders in a second, but did Regina Minor Football start up? Did you guys have your first game already?
Yes, we had our first game here last week, and you know it was a rather warm day. I felt at home. It was nice and hot.
It's like you were back in Mississippi.
Exactly, and you know we got a good win there, and I'm gonna tell you that I think the competition is going to be pretty fierce out there.
So you're coaching again this year, obviously.
Yes, I am, and you know, with our group, we're the Razorbacks, Pee-wee league there, and right. you know, we're just with the how can I say it, Evan? I coach the O-line, so I'm always talking about the Rider, how well their O-line is, constantly changing parts and pieces, just you know, to make sure my group is whole and everything.
Motivating these youngsters, as I know you can do for sure. Well, we'll be able to continue to follow along. But the sign of football means fall is here. It's reality, we have to say. Summer is coming to a close. If RMF is starting up, we're close to fall.
It is. And, you know, even here in Regina today, I don't know if you've been outside, but it's a wee bit nippy out there. And it actually almost feels like fall right now.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, we had a splash of rain go through Saskatoon, some showers through the southern part of the province, but it's supposed to get a little better, but not super, super hot today. So do you play this weekend as well, Belton?
Yes, we, our next game here is Sunday, and, you know, we got to practice tonight, and I think we're going to have a little team building tomorrow, you know, when the Riders play, you know, the kids, they'll eat some peace and everything, but they better be ready to go, son.
That's good. That's good. Well, let's talk about the Riders. Here's where I'm going to start with you today. At the start of the year, Belton Johnson put out a prognostication, if you will, that the Riders mm-hmm. were going to go 13-5. And make it to the Grey Cup, right? It's written on the board here in the studio. So I know it's got to be true. So I know that when you and I first talked about it, a lot of people said 13-5. Boy, that'd be pretty happy with that record. That'd be a great season. We're 8-1. Do you think you're going to be better than 13-5 this year, Belton?
Oh man, the way they're going right now, they're looking like it, Evan. I think I came up short, to be honest with you. 13-5, based on what I'm seeing now. And but you know what? They are a really good team. Like the way everything is going right now, especially in the last two games.
Mm-hmm. The Riders are, I would suggest, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, a very different team today than they were when they played Calgary the first time this season. That was not a pretty game. But can you compare the team, how they've grown, how they've matured, and do you expect to see a different outcome tomorrow?
Well, it seems like since when they had lost that game, right? So, you know, the next week they come back, practice, and, you know, got a little tougher and everything. And, you know, the way I've seen it is, you know, the trenches, because that was the thing when they played back in week six against the Stamps. That's the one thing that was glaring to me. The Riders were losing the battle in the trenches. Well, you fast forward to now and holy cow, you know, in the trench play, I'm talking the O-line, D-line.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But the O-line is blowing people off the ball. You know, the O-line is giving Trevor Harris lots of time back there in the pocket to pass, because I'm seeing deep shots left and right. And when I say deep shots, I'm talking about those big plays, 20 20 yards or more downfield, right, Evan? And exciting, even the run plays 20 yards or more. I've seen lots of that. And I'm going to tell you, the defense, the Rider defense, night and day. You know, they've gotten tons of sacks. They're getting interceptions. And in that game, that Stampeder week six game, they were only blitzing like three – or not blitzing. They were only bringing three, four guys. Mm-hmm. Well, after that game, they started bringing five and bringing an extra guy to create that pressure. And that's the big difference right there.
Does the fact that the Stampeders are the only loss for the Riders, and that was such a rough game for the organization, is that motivating or something that could be a bit of a roadblock or a mental block for them going into this game? As a former player, how would you see that?
I'm going to see it as a motivator because, you know, you heard me talk about them losing the battle in the trench as well. Guess what? That's the film you're going to be watching all this week. Yeah. You know, you're watching yourself get blown up. Well, you know you can play better than that. So I think that the point is probably this week is to go out, show and prove that you are a better team than you were then and everything, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's how it's going to unfold here.
Very quickly, I'd like to ask your thoughts on the fact they brought in a new kicker this week. Is that just motivation for Lothar, or is that risk of being replaced? What do you think is going to happen?
I honestly think it's a bit of both, right? I think it's a fine line there, Evan. You know, I do think it's a motivator first and foremost because, you know, when you bring in competition, that should will you to, you know, be at your best, you know, even at practice and certainly games and everything. And then, you know, I think it's, you know, a risk of being lost because, you know, whoever was brought in, I forget the kicker's name that they brought in, but if he does well, and I heard he, you know, came out, blew the whistle, and he nailed a couple long field goals, well, that's eye-opening, right? So who's ever evaluating and everything. So I think it's a fine line. It's about 50-50 there, Evan.
Yeah, it's obviously going to be a great game tomorrow. We look forward to the pre- and post-game show that you're a part of with Jamie Nye and Daryl Davis. Prognostication, I threw out 25-21 win for the Riders. What do you say, Belton?
Oh, man, we're pretty close there. I went 29-22 Riders.
29, okay, 29-22. It's a good game, and obviously we're rooting for a Rider win. We've got green and white prognostications coming up at noon, but before that, it's eating time, my friend. What are you cooking for us today?
Oh, today we got barbecue smoked beef short ribs.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Let's get going.
So with the short rib recipe here, what we want to do is get that smoker cranked up to 200 degrees, get it nice and warm there. And then we're going to go get a bowl out. We're going to add mustard, Worcestershire sauce, seasoned salt, brown sugar, paprika, onion powder. And we're going to stir all that till it gets nice and smooth. Once we have that nice and smooth there, we're going to cover the ribs completely in the sauce just made. We're going to cover every
nook and cranny, question mark?
And so once we got them sauced, the ribs there with the seasoning, we're going to put them directly on the smoker, on the grates there, and we're going to smoke them for 3 hours.
Okay.
So after the 3 hours, Evan, we're going to take those short ribs off, and we're going to wrap them in foil paper. And once we got them wrapped, we're going to turn the heat up on the smoker. We're going to remember we had it at 200 degrees. Now we're going to increase that temperature to 250 degrees on the smoker.
Okay.
And we're going to place the wrapped short ribs back on the smoker for 2 hours. Are you still there?
I'm right here with you.
All right. So once the 2 hours up, we're going to take the wrapped ribs off the smoker and we're going to unwrap them from the foil. And then we're going to get out your favorite barbecue sauce, whether, you know, it's something you buy from the store, if it's something you make. And we're going to smother them in the barbecue sauce. And we're going to place those ribs, those sauced ribs with the barbecue sauce, we're going to put them back on the smoker for another 30 minutes or so.
It's a lot of cooking time. I'm hungry, Belton. Are we eating soon?
We're getting there, Evan. Okay. So, and after that 30 minutes, next thing I want to do here, Evan, we're going to serve those ribs with some baked beans, potato salad, and you can even shred the meat off the bone of these ribs. That's how tender they're going to be. Or you can just serve it, you know, as a sandwich or something.
Right. Love it.
And guess what, Evan?
What, Belton?
It's eating time.
Oh, man. I want to just state one observation I've made. Anytime you talk about barbecue sauce, I've never heard you say a light dusting. It's always smothered, covered.
Oh, yeah.
Goop.
Covered, smothered.
Smothered, I like it. All right, Belton. Well, listen, we always appreciate having you on the show. Thanks so much for your recipe. You'll throw that up on social media so people can copy it down?
Yes, I'll get it thrown up here shortly.
Awesome. Good stuff. Belton, thanks so much. Go Riders.
Hey, have a good one, Evan.
Belton Johnson, it's Eatin' Time, 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
It's Eatin' Time with Belton Johnson for the Saskatchewan Cattle Association.